That's not really why. If your old suit wore out, you'd buy
a new one.
New
suit, clothes.
New suit. When you stuff a lot of stuff in your pockets, it would make them
bulge out.
Yeah. Can you tell me about some of the other times when what folks said they were doing? Did you have a lot of get-togethers when y'all were younger, or that sort of thing? Can you remember?
Well, after you got a little age, up in your teens, you'd have Jump Joseph parties, square dances.
Yeah.
And
Jump, what's that?
They call them Jump Joseph. It was more or less sideline from square dancing. It called Jump Joseph parties.
Okay.
And everybody dancing, play music, just have a big time.
Yeah. Now you say a man when she was getting stand in front of the mirror and everything before she was starting to go to a party like that, she did it for that time.
Yeah, the old word was primping. Making herself pretty.
Okay. Did the man, what would the man do? You'd say he was doing what?
Well, they usually just dressed.
Yeah. Okay. Never use the word slip down or anything like that?
Well, a lot of times they'd use the word slick the hair down. Back those days, there wasn't much of anything but water to put on your hair.
Yeah. Bear grease?
Bear grease.
Somebody told me something about that. Okay. Well, the things you went to, then you called them a dance or a...
dance or a Jump Joseph party.
Yeah. Folks used to knew how to have good times back in those days.
Well, they had good times, and a lot of people say that the children's meaner now than they were back them days, but I can't see that the difference.
Yeah.
They mean back them days they are now.
Well, what do you mean? What would y'all do?
Well, a lot of them, of course, not all of them was that way, which is the same thing that applies today. Well, you had some that fight, drink. For instance, one of the parties that there's at, two men that I was talking about yesterday in the tape, the two brothers, they were scrappers. They entertained you if you wanted to be entertained as far as fighting was concerned. They was at a big square dance one night, and of course everybody was drinking. I wasn't at the party, but everyone was drinking, and from the report that I received, it was in the wintertime, and they had a huge oak fire on, and it burnt down to a bunch of red coals.
Yeah.
Well, they always had a peculiar talk, a southern drag, and Wiley, he walked out on the porch. Of course, he'd probably been in trouble with some of the gentlemen before, and one of them hit him and knocked him out at the end of the porch, and when they did, they stood him off on his head, right in amongst a bunch of bad cur dogs that was chained at the end of the porch.
You kidding?
So, Mr. George Willis, some of them went running in there and told him that somebody had hit Wiley and knocked him out in the yard on top of them cur dogs, and they'd almost ate him up. So George went out. He said, "I don't believe we can do George out of the way." So George just went and put his left arm around the guy's neck that had hit Wiley, and his right arm in the calf of his legs, and picked him up, just like picking a child up.
Yeah.
Well, nobody didn't know what George was fixing to do, and he just went running back in the house. And before anybody knows, he just run up to that big fireplace of red coals and throwed him in, and come in pushing him on in with his feet, said, "I'll just burn you up." So.